The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
David Attenborough once said that the world's ecosystem would collapse if all the bees, wasps, ants and flies were to disappear. So why are we allowing up to one third of our insects to be under threat of extinction? What makes them so important to us? Well, Colly Ennis is Biodiversity Officer at Trinity College in Dublin. He's going to explain to us, first of all, how many we have and why they are so important to us.
Yeah, well, we have many, many species of insects, obviously, in Ireland, and there are billions of insects all over the planet. They are the oil that runs the gears of nature. They are the baseline that feeds all the animals, the charming animals that we love, the birds, the frogs, the badgers. They all feed off these insects. Without them, of course, we don't have pollination. We lose a lot of our fruits and vegetables. So if they were to disappear off the face of the earth, we would be in all sorts of trouble.
Now, how many do we have? How many species do we have in Ireland?
Well, we honestly don't know. There's no cap on it yet, because a lot of insects in Ireland haven't been researched, to the fullest yet. So,
Think of insects as the ladybird. We can see the dragonfly, the fly,
yes,
the horsefly, the ant. We're familiar with all of those, if you like, household insects, but there are so many more.
Yes, you can go down into like silverfish, springtails, all sorts of. And then you're talking about arthropods as well, which are the spiders, which are, a whole other class who also have a really, really important role to play. You talk about earthworms, you talk about snails and slugs. I know people get a pain in their backside with them eating their plants. But again, super important to our ecosystem and, a great nature service provider to us.
Now, the obvious one that we all know the benefit of is pollination.
Yes.
You've got insects flying from flower to flower, et cetera, pollinating in our fruit trees and all the rest. But there are other jobs that insects do that are perhaps less salubrious.
Yes, yes. The bin men of the insect world, or the undertakers, so they do everything from recycling dead bodies to aerating the soil, pulling leaves into the ground, like the earthworms do a great job of that. So, it's all these little things that go unnoticed by us that are hugely important. And that's why it's concerning for us when we do see numbers of arthropods, of invertebrates in general, disappearing. And it's why in places like Trinity, we've made an effort now to kind of give space for nature. Even in the city centre, we rewilded a lot of our pristine lawns just to allow these animals to have somewhere to live.
Now, people wonder, what is the use of a horsefly?
Well, a horsefly is doing its thing. It's out there, but it's also providing food for bats.
I'm wondering, is that the real value there? Or the midge? The midge presumably is providing food.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if you were to take any of these, it's kind of like a game of Jenga. If you take any of these animals out of the ecosystem, there is bound to be a collapse somewhere else. They all have a role to play and they all have a right to exist just as much as we do. So it kind of, when you get into what's the point of wasps, for example, a lot of people ask me, well, wasps are incredible at, eating pest species. And, a lot of organic farmers now are encouraging wasps onto their fields because they'll actually collect and eat caterpillars to feed to their young. So again, everything has its place in nature and its purpose.
Now, the threats that are man-made threats, I mean, there may be some climate change threats that I know nothing about, but certainly there are enough man-made threats around to the insect population.
Yeah, if we can focus on what we can do ourselves, I mean, the threats are pesticide use. We really, even in our own gardens, on larger scales on farms, pesticide use is terrible. The amount of nutrients going into, as runoff going into our rivers is really bad as well. You can see a lot of our lakes are greening up now, algae, because of nutrients. And that's really bad news for the likes of mayfly, dragonfly. And of course, then habitat loss. And habitat loss can be something we can address as ordinary homeowners if you're lucky enough to have a garden. Because there is a trend now, I think, a kind of a disconnect from nature where people are putting plastic lawns in, kind of tidying up their gardens to a degree that not even a spider would be able to find a home in it. So, if we think about giving a little bit of space to nature, like we have on Trinity campus, and like a lot of spaces are public spaces are doing with the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, for example, I think that's really important and something that's effective and you can really help it.
And things like if you have a tree that is down and mm-hmm. is rotting, mm-hmm. let it rot and the insects,
exactly.
they love it.
Yeah, we've done that. When we had some trees fall in the on campus during the last storm, we chopped them up and put them out to rot. And when you roll those logs within weeks, they are alive with beetles and harvest men and ants and all sorts of creatures. And you know, that's providing food now for the blue tits and the birds that live on campus. So, you know.
So even though we might be being kind to the insects, it's actually just fattening them up to be
well, exactly.
Eaten by something
else. And again, like I said, they are the oil that fuels the gears of the rest of nature, you know, and they are the basis for a lot of our food chains. So even if you don't like insects, if you're not fond of the bugs, but if you like your birds, you know, that's the best way to look
now,
at it.
Now, finally, we should ask about invasive insects, because we talked mm-hmm. on the programme last week about that unique species, it would appear, of the Asian hornet,
yes.
which arrived in Cork.
Yes.
I don't know, did they catch it?
The alert is out there. I don't think they've found any hives as yet. But it's definitely one to watch out for.
And if it's alone, it can't breed.
No,
so it'll just die eventually.
Yeah,
I don't know what its life cycle is. But how many invasive species do we have to worry about?
Well, we have a lot of invasive species coming into the country in general, both plant and insects. And the insects and the plants are ones to watch out because, of course, plants can come in as seeds on someone's clothing or in packaging. Same with insects, you know. And if you get two or three, you know yourself from your own house, if you see a fruit fly, within a couple of weeks, you'll have thousands of fruit flies if you don't watch out for them. And it's the same with invasive species. And some insects are going to do very well when they get into places where they don't belong.
They have no predator, maybe.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And they can find a niche. Like the oak processionary moth is another one to watch out for. We have a few invasive species. And if you go
I've come across the processionary caterpillar in Portugal, and it's a nasty.
Yeah, nasty. Thing. It gives you a nasty sting. So it's one to watch out for. And if you do see anything unusual, contact some experts or contact the National Biodiversity Data Centre and they'll give you advice.
All right, Collie, thank you very much. So we'll all be better citizens by looking after the insects in
exactly.
our garden. Collie Ennis, Biodiversity Officer at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.